You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. And also, I want to reiterate and announce for those who know and those who don't, is that this year on Saturday, July 22nd, is the fourth annual Reach More Clients Power Conference. It is going to be awesome and amazing. Don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be breaking down AI. We're going to be talking about Bard. We're going to be talking about ChatGPT. We're going to be talking about search engine optimization and how to get more customers, clients, and revenue. And so today, my guest is a CEO, a vocalist, an artist, photographer, media guru. He is out there making moves, working with people and all across the entertainment industry, politics, and business. I want to introduce to some and present to others, none other than Vernon, AKA Carlton Fresh. How are you, Vernon?
Hello, Lady Z. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing great. I'm just humbled by this experience to get to speak with yourself on your new show.
Yes, well, you know, my show isn't that new. It's been around for many, many years. And
okay.
Yeah, it's been around for many, many years, but I've been a little bit on hiatus this year, but we're getting back into the groove of having a new episode every week. So
wonderful.
I'm really feeling energized. I just came back from Chicago. I had the opportunity to meet Boyce Watkins and so many other amazing visionaries and notables like Dr. Cheryl Wood, Sergeant Stephanie Shannon, and of course, the conference, the Juneteenth Legacy Conference host, JJ Conway, who is a whole physicist. Oh my goodness. I just could not believe like just all the fantastic people that were in the room. It was two words, awesome. Well, three words, awesome and amazing. It was awesome and amazing. I had a great time.
A physicist, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, JJ Conway is a financial planning empowerment expert, and she was pretty high up in the military when she retired. So she's very knowledgeable, had so many gems to share. And she's also, you know, a veteran. And so it was just awesome to break bread with her and to be a sponsor for the conference. And it was kind of surreal seeing the SEO Queen logo on the Step and Repeat. I was just like, wow. But enough about the SEO Queen.
Go off.
I want to know about your business, Function Presents. What inspired you to start this entrepreneurship journey?
That's a great question. And yes, again, kudos to you and those meetings. I mean, those are big accomplishments. And as I grow into what Function Presents is becoming, I just find myself looking back on it not even being a fully formed idea or something that, in its primordial stages, I mean, it didn't have a name. It just had a desire and passion of film, creativity, photography, music. And as I got into all those different skills deeply, I started to realize, I don't really like working behind a desk all the time. I get very antsy. I get very just bored, and I started to think to myself, how can I turn my passions and skills, because people had already started paying for some of these things, how can I turn these things and these desires, I guess, into a financial stability and a career for myself? And that's when the idea of Function Presents actually started to come to fruition. I had spent 4 years doing collaborative work with Concept Project of Santa Ana here in the creative community, tight-knit family here. And after I had spent really my 4 years with them, I had learned all about event creation and curation, how to contact and communicate with, whether it's the bars or event spaces or companies, whomever. I basically just incorporated that into an LLC with my business partner at the time, David Lorenzo, and we created Function Presents. We really just haven't looked back. Our first event was one of the biggest fashion shows in Orange County, Culture Couture Fashion Show at La Santa Lounge 2018. And then we went on to do work with Project Coffee Cup in 2020 and a documentary with OC Justice Initiative also, that's forthcoming still. So again, it's just so crazy to look back on the teenage version of myself in audiovisual class, and now the 30 something, early 30 something I am now, having this business, growing this business, and really not taking no for an answer at any obstacle that's come forward.
That's awesome. I think resilience is definitely a critical characteristic that any successful entrepreneur has to have in order to take their business to the next level. Resilience and determination is critical. So I want to know from you, what initiatives have you been able to do with some elected officials? Can you explain and elaborate a little bit on how Function Presents has been able to collaborate with some people in the political arena?
Absolutely. So in 2020, I helped a colleague of mine, Jonathan Ryan Hernandez. He is a sitting councilman of Ward 5 here in Santa Ana, the ward that I live in and work in. And I was able to help him get materials together for his campaign that he needed and asked me for. And we were able to accomplish what his goal which was to win that candidacy. And he sits in that seat to this day. Further to that, we collaborated again in 2022, in me working as a consultant for social media, videography, and kind of like a PR representative of his brand, to just continue to bring quality and excellence to to that vision, and what it needed to look like. So that is my experience with working in the political space. I will say it's not the easiest to navigate, but it's something that's been navigated. And again, I continue to look back at, this legacy I'm creating, and I'm just like, wow, I never thought that was going to be within the avenues I explore, but I'm here for the adventure.
Absolutely. So Can you explain to me about the power of the moving and static picture, you know, photography, videography? How does it impact the brands and the candidates, political candidates and businesses that you've worked with over the years?
Absolutely. So aside from the work with, you know, with council and things of that nature, I worked with Project Coffee Cup. All these things basically started immediately after our incorporation in 2020. I mean, so many different things going on. I worked with Project Coffee Cup, which is a 501c3 in the Los Angeles area. They're actually technically out of Long Beach. So shout out Long Beach. But with them, it's, you know, a lot of times the work that's being done, especially with these 501c3 folks, they're not really concerned about fanfare and getting clients, so to speak, but they want to build awareness for what is it that they do to help out in the community so that patrons can feel really comfortable with donating and making that commitment that I stand behind what these people are doing. I know what they're doing because they've documented it very well. They've shown, you know, hey, you can trust what I'm going to do with your dollar because you can see what I'm doing with your dollar. And so in the essence of video and photo, it changes from a creative piece of material to a receipt and to a document of or a testament to the work. So it becomes so much more than a picture. It becomes so much more than just a video. And I really intentionalize that with my work when I'm working, especially with people in these less creative fields. You know, they're trying to do something that affects the community around them. So it's imperative to really let that be known, what it is, what it looks like, and what is the facts of the situation that's going on. So but and then additionally, I'll add as well for OC Justice Initiative, which is a somewhat of an activism and community organizing group that was heavily needed during, you know, the times of the Black Lives Matter movement, also the pandemic. It was imperative to go along with them and capture their journey because mainstream media is painting one picture of these activism groups as a whole, acting under the same guise of whatever it is each individual organization, you know, stands for. However, you know, as we know, there was thousands of organizations, there was thousands of different initiatives, there was thousands of different scenarios that happened. So they needed a quote unquote video guy to capture what is the work that we're doing, what is it that we're trying to project, reflect, you know, put out there into the world, and how can we receipt that? How can we document that? So if somebody comes along and says, well, you know what, you guys want to become a 501c3, well, it's actually a little bit different accreditation that they have to get for those organizations, but 501c3, why? What is your work? What is it that you've done? Okay, now we have an archive of files, documents of what we've done. So again, these photos and videos, they're much more than just a photo and video. Now they're a document and a recitation, a receipt of the work and the importance and the productivity, the result, you know?
So I hate to get a little nerdy, but, you know, Edward Bernays is considered like the father of propaganda. And, you know, before the birth of the internet, most people had to get their message out on TV, billboard, mm-hmm. newspaper, and radio. And yes. All those platforms were so expensive to get the word out. And so, you know, ordinary people, people with modest resources, could not contribute to the cultural and societal discourse of the day.
No.
So I think that's really neat that you see the power of, you know, the picture and the video for compelling the brand story, whether it's a political candidate or a nonprofit or a brand. So
absolutely.
What type of trends are you seeing in the social media space that would help brands be more effective in cutting through all the noise that is happening on social media?
To cut through the noise, I think you just need to be strategic, you know, with and intentional. So research what the algorithms, you know, there are currently talking about. It's so to speak, to piggyback off of what's already being talked about out there in the ether, that is the social media. So let's say this month, it's Pride Month. If there is a social political issue my client, OCJ, wanted to approach, well, I would say, you know what? What we're going to do, since it's already flowing that people are holding these events, we're going to tap into the algorithm that already exists for all the hashtaggings of Pride and things, but we're talking about a more serious topic. Okay, they're banning flag flying and this and that. So then we can attach names of individuals that voted for these things with the algorithmic trends. And now when we, and this is SEO as well, as you know, SEO, as you know, we're SEOing our post to be found by somebody that's not even following us. And then therefore we're pressing more following through these strategies. So I really focus in on the reality of social media. You know, let's get down to it. It's data, it's analytics, it's the hashtags. These are things that we can go on and scientifically find how many people are speaking about X topic today. How many people are resharing and retweeting Y topic today? And that's how I reach success with a lot of my clients, is just to, and interviewing them too, what's important to them, you know, not only who do they want to reach, but also what's already going on. So we're going to do our own thing. And on top of that, we're going to compound what's going on with what we're doing. And then we should be in the mix by that time.
Right, right. And that's a great segue to what's going on in July. So you were the videographer for the Reach More Clients Power Conference last year. You did an awesome job. If you have an opportunity to go to SEO Queen YouTube channel, you'll see the footage, a lot of the footage that Vernon took on that day. And the conference is happening again.
Let's go.
On Saturday, July 22nd, it's going to be the bomb. I'm so excited. So my question to you, this is my final question. And it's like, what three tips would you give to business owners for their brand to be popping online? So three tips.
Okay. So I would say imaging. So look at your page, you know, I'll take a look at it as a consultant. The client will take a look at it themselves. Are you really satisfied? Do you really feel like you presented yourself in the most effective way? People know exactly what they get as soon as they're coming to your page. There's a pin feature now on Instagram. Is your most potent piece of content pinned, or is it something random, or is there nothing there? So we look at the facts there, imaging. Are we really satisfied? Yes or no. Second tip, I would say, who are your competitors in the space that you're advertising within? what does their page look like? So we're going to do a comparison. Do you feel like they're kicking your butt, or you feel like you're doing really good? Okay. And third is like an action plan or application. What are we about to apply going forward now that we've looked at least those two things, simple things? What are we going to do to apply the pressure now to ourselves, to the competition, and to our potential patrons? You've got to get this today, because if you don't, nobody's, you know, what are we applying to our page that makes them know that whatever I got, you got to get it today.
Right. So my next question to you is, what one thing do you think has contributed to, you know, your success? So with your social media, so you said, look at your imaging, make sure you're tapped in. And so what are the other two points that you have?
For my personal success or the success of my clients?
Both.
It might be the same answer. Okay, both. For me, is communication. And it is one and the same for my clients. What are we communicating? Because I'm all marketing, and I'm all brand awareness, and I'm all photo and video. So we're going to show a certain, what are we talking about? What are we telling to our clients, customers, friends, family with our pages? Because they may be customers too. They may just be supporters too. They might share it, talk about it, be champions of it. And also communication between me and my clients, communication between them and their customers, their communication between themselves and the public at large, internal communications. That's the most important thing to success, because if you can't follow up with that email, if you can't send that email, if you can't read that email, if you can't answer that call, you can't reply back to that text, you're not moving, you're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere if I don't do it. So that's the biggest thing, communication.
I love it. I love it. So what's your final?
What's my final?
Your final tip.
My final tip. You know, my final tip is to do what you love, because you're going to be the most interested, compassionate, impassioned, invigorated, happy, and ready to do it if you're happy doing that. And if that's something that genuinely makes you smile and also genuinely puts money into your bank account. So do what makes you happy is, you know, my final answer to all things, because, you know, it's what works. And hopefully what makes you happy doesn't put a sad face on somebody else's face, because that's just weird. But
right. So how
gotta include that, because I don't want to just say that, because some people get happy. I don't know, some people be happy about weird stuff, but if what makes you happy can put another smile on somebody else's face and put money in your bank account, that's what you need to be doing, because that's gonna keep you going each and every day, unlimited.
Well, I think that is awesome. Communication is key. Having your imagery on point, your branding on point on your social media, and do what you enjoy that makes people happy. I love getting websites on Google Page One. Trust me.
Yep.
I really do. Yep. And
then that person gets that person's smiling because their business is prospering. So it's just a win-win, you know?
Right, exactly.
We're creating wins.
How can people connect with you online?
They can connect with me by emailing functionpresents@gmail.com. They can visit our website, functionpresents.com, all spelled just like how it sounds, function and presents, like a present. And just with that, you know, that's what we do. Our function is to help present you the best we can.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So this is Z Scott with Vernon, aka Carlton Fresh, of Function Presents.
That's right.
And you've been listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. This is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. And it's time to grow with the SEO Queen. It's time to get more credibility and visibility. And it's time to get a virtual or an in-person or a VIP ticket to the Reach More Clients Power Conference scheduled for Saturday, July 22nd, 2023 at LA Create Space in Inglewood. Just go to seoqueen.com/conference to purchase a ticket today, or you can click the image on the app in Bashani Radio, so in the Bashani Radio app. So I hope you are blessed. I hope you are well. Thank you so much, Vernon, for coming on the show.
And likewise.
Until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.